Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In the news today, Students for Justice in Palestine organized a protest on Library Mall. The rally started at 9 in the morning with speakers shouting various chants. Protesters started to pitch tents around 9:30 a.m., echoing other Gaza solidarity encampments on campuses across the nation. Organizers listed guidelines for the encampments, such as no littering, no alcohol or drug use, and to make major decisions collectively.
We need to stop the bombing, the starvation and killing of innocent men, women, and children.
Yes.
To stop the systematic ethnic cleansing and genocide of a defenseless occupied population. Today, we make our voices loud enough to hear as we amplify the voices of Gaza all around the world. We rally here today to make our message clear. Stop the endorsement and capitalization of Palestinian murder and illegal occupation.
The protesters' demands were released in person at the protest and on Instagram and are as follows. Divest from occupation, borders, and prisons from Palestine today, Job, by divesting from all companies on the AFSC list. Disclose all of UW Foundation's investments. Cut all ties with Israeli institutions, including the Binational Agricultural Research and Development Fund, Masi Graduate Exchange Fellowship, and study abroad programs in Israel. Call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire to end the ongoing genocide and an end to the siege on Gaza. Get cops off campus. Stop the land grabs and cease expansion in order to house our community. UW Hillel released a statement on Instagram in response to the protest. Quote, when a cause aligns with terrorist organizations taking pride in the protest and actions, and when language calls for violence against an entire identity, religion, and people, it becomes hate and discrimination, end quote. Protests on campus have remained peaceful and chants have not targeted Jewish students. UWPD and MPD are on the scene, continuing to watch the protest. Dean of Students Christina Olstad and UWPD Interim Chief Brent Pilsch sent an email Friday morning. The email expressed valuing students' right to protest but warned that a statute prohibiting encampments on campus in the Wisconsin Administrative Code would be enforced. At the time of writing this story, no arrests were made. Some UW faculty members have spoken in support of student protesters and their right to freedom of speech and self-expression. This is a developing story. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hyewon Lim. In national news, the CDC finds cases of HIV contraction linked to an unlicensed spa. Paige Stevenson has the story.
The CDC announced finding the first cases of HIV contracted through cosmetic procedures after a report surrounding a New Mexico spa was released. The morbidity and mortality report from the CDC has been investigating this spa since 2018 for alleged reuse of disposable needles. These needles were part of a new facial phenomenon known as, quote, vampire facials, end quote, where clients have their blood drawn, separated, and the plasma re-injected into their face via a microneedling procedure. The New Mexico Department of Health discovered a woman was diagnosed with HIV in 2018, even though she had no known risk factors besides being exposed to needles at this unlicensed spa in New Mexico. Two other women were also diagnosed from similar procedures. Transmission of HIV through blood and used needles is widely known, but these incidents are the first to be caused by a cosmetic procedure. Moving forward, the CDC's report urges spas and similar businesses to keep better records in case clients need to be contacted later about risks and exposure. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. Turning over to sports, here's RJ Carroll with an update.
Today in Badger Sports, while Braylon Allen and Tanner Bordellini were selected in the NFL draft over the weekend, other former Badgers were signed as undrafted free agents. Tanner Mordecai was signed by the 49ers, Muma Jongmeta was taken by the Bengals, Hayden Rucci by the Dolphins, and Peter Bowden by the Packers. The Badgers have now had a player selected in every draft since 1979. The men's basketball team picked up their first transfer of the offseason yesterday in guard Cameron Hunter. Hunter was hurt last season but averaged 16.9 points per game 2 years ago at Central Arkansas. The softball team won their series finale against Indiana yesterday 7-1, courtesy of home runs by Ava Cusack and Emmy Wells. This is the Badgers' second series win in conference play, first on the road, and they are back in action at home this weekend for their final three regular season games against Maryland. The men's and women's tennis teams were at the Big Ten Championships this weekend, with the men losing in round one, but the women made it all the way to the semifinals and lost to number one seeded Michigan. The women will learn later today if they did enough to qualify for the NCAA tournament. The men's golf team finished tied for seventh at the Big Ten Championships over the weekend, finishing 41 strokes behind first place Northwestern. Jacob Beckman led the way for the group with a score of 12 over par. The men's rowing team was at the Lake Maury Invitational over the weekend, where they fell just short against number 13 Boston College and number 10 Dartmouth. They will shift their attention to the Windermere Cup next weekend, where they will travel to Seattle for racing against number 2 Washington and Cruz from the Italian national team in a partial rematch from the Olympic races in the movie Boys in the Boat. The women's soccer team added transfer Peyton Steffen earlier today. Steffen spent 4 seasons at Creighton, where she started 67 games. In professional sports, the Brewers lost their series finale to the Yankees yesterday 15-5, losing their first series in 2 weeks. They are now 17-10 on the season and are back in action tonight at home against the Rays. Breece Wilson is on the mound and first pitch is at 6:40 p.m. Finally, the shorthanded Bucks lost again yesterday to the Pacers 126-113 and are now on the brink of elimination down 3-1 in the series. Game 5 is back in Milwaukee tomorrow, and the injury status of Giannis and Dame remain up in the air. For WSUM News, I'm RJ Carroll.
Thanks, RJ. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News booth, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.